Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord
with me.
His name
together.
Even as the artist that sang, Let's
go higher. Yes, it is time to go higher and higher in the Lord. Yes, there is a higher height, and there is a deeper depth in God. But in order to do so, we need to trust God. We need to know the plan of God. We need to know and have confidence and faith in the Almighty God. The Word of God says He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And there is nothing too hard for God to do. And I want you to know today that God is in control, and that God is in control and will be in control of every circumstance in your life. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know how the enemy will try to attack your life, and I don't know what you have been settling for in this day and this hour, but I do want you to know today that God is the Almighty God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. Today, we're going to be coming from Luke, the fifth chapter, and we're going to be talking about the miracles of fish. Don't you know that God is a miracle working God? And we're going to start from that first, begin reading from that first verse from the fifth chapter of St. Luke. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Genesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. And he entered into one of the ships with Simon. And prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Let's stop right there. And here we find that God, that our Lord Jesus Christ, how the people was pressing upon him. They wanted to touch them. They wanted to hear what he had to say. They wanted to hear the master. They knew that Jesus had something that they needed. They needed a word from the Lord. Is it not in our lives today that we need to hear a word from the Lord? But then it asks, and within the question within your mind and in my heart, how bad do we want it? What will we do in order to get what we need from God? We know sometimes that we need these things, but how far would we go? And would we stand in a crowd? Would we stand there? Are we pressed in order to get to him and to hear him? Are we afraid that we're going to get our suit wrinkled? Or are we afraid that we'll get that dress all wrinkled up, those shoes stepped on? Is our hair going to be out of disarray because of the fact that we are trying to press? I want to see Jesus, but yet I don't want something to get, I don't want my clothing, I don't want something about me to get all entangled, all messed up. But these people here, as we read the Word of God, that they did not care. They was pressing. They was trying to get to Jesus. And it tells us how Jesus, knew that the people were there, and it had to be a lot of people at that time. And Jesus noticed that there were two ships that were standing by the lake. And then, but the two ships were there, but the fisherman was not in that ship. It didn't say a boat, it said a ship. That they weren't in that ship, and they had gone out of the ship. And matter of fact, they had gone out, and they was washing their nets. And then he had entered in to one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed that he would thrust a little bit out into the land. And then Jesus, after he did so, he sat down, and he began to teach in that ship. He began to teach the people so that they could see him, so they could hear him, so they can understand what he was saying, so they can get a good view of him. Now, they may have been so close that they could not touch him. Remember in the Word of God how that woman, I admired the faith of them, because, you know, with the woman that had that itch of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Now, that is some faith. But Jesus, even from the position that he was sitting, he could see the people, and yet they could see him, and they could see the sincerity of him, and they could see and they could hear him. So therefore, by him sitting on Simon's boat, a fit on his ship, he was able to teach the people, and they were able to hear him. They were able to receive what they needed, what Jesus had for them at that time. And then it tells us that after he had taught the people, he spoke to Peter, Simon Peter, and he told Peter, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. They were fishermen. He and the others, they were on the ship all night long. And they went out to fish. They went out to catch fish, but they weren't able to catch any fish. So therefore, they decided to come in, and they decided to cleanse their net, that net that they had. And so Jesus' request to them was to launch out into the deep. He said, he told them to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. He knew what he was about to do. Sometimes we don't realize why God says certain things to us. Even though sometimes we've gone through a situation in our life, sometimes we have been about certain things for a long length of time, and we think we have did all that we could do. And, you know, and sometimes we don't see anything in the natural. And sometimes we get discouraged. And sometimes we get ready to just to give up because we don't see anything at that time. And so this is the mentality of Peter and some of the others that was there. Well, we didn't catch anything. We've been here all night. We think this is time enough in order to be out on this water catching fish. And apparently, we're not going to catch any fish. We didn't catch any fish, so we're going to come in. We're going to cleanse and clean these nets that we have used, that we were thinking we're going to get all these fish, but we didn't. So it's time for us to come in. But then Jesus spoke to him, and he told Peter, he said, for him to launch out into the deep. And not just launch out. It's good to launch out, but you need to let down your net. And you need not just let down your net, but let down your net because you are getting ready to catch some fish. Oh, my God, did you understand that the master is speaking to Simon Peter? And he said to let down your net. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled. I mean, we have toiled. We have been working. We have not been just standing here. But we have been toiling. We've been toiling all the night. And we have taken nothing. Master, we got absolutely nothing. But nevertheless, because you said, because I trust you, because I believe you, because I can rely upon you, because, Father, you have the integrity. You have the ability. I know your character. I have confidence in you. I can trust you. I'm going to let down my net from the drop. And because he did, he said, at thy word. And see, that's most important because I don't want to not just go over that and just say it one time. But he said, at thy word. See, what the thing about it is in our life, we got to know what the word of God says. The word of God says, number one, we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the word of God let us know that we need to have confidence and faith in him. So we said, what is faith? Well, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, he knew that, and they knew that they had been there all night. And they know that they didn't catch anything. But Peter says, at thy word, God, I am going to let down this net, and I am going to go launch out in the deep. So therefore, he did, as Jesus had requested him to do, to let down the net. And when they had done this, they had enclosed a great, it didn't just say a multitude, but they had enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. Could you imagine both of them were out fishing, their friends, their partners? You're on the boat, you toil all night long, and you don't see anything. You haven't caught anything. Before you went out, you were thinking all of the different kinds of fish imaginable you're probably going to get that night, and how we're going to bring them in, how we're going to be able to sell them, and how we're going to be able to support our families, and how we're going to be able to help the economy or whatever. But that wasn't so when they went out that night. But when Jesus spoke to them, and so that's so important to know, when Jesus speaks to you, what are you going to do? See, that'll preach all by itself. What are you going to do when Jesus speaks to you? See, somebody say that I heard Jesus speak to me, but when he spoke to you, what did you do after Jesus spoke to you? After he had given you that command, you could very well said, and Peter could very well have said, Lord, you know, I know you master. I know that you're Lord. But me and my friends, we've been out here all night long, and there's no fish to be caught right now. But he didn't say that. He knew the master, and he knew when the master spoke to him, he was going to obey. And that's something that we need to think about this morning. When Jesus speaks to us, are we going to obey? Oh, yes. It may seem like it is that you may have been toiling. It seems like you've been going through. It seems like even the money is not in the bank, the money not in the purse. Oh, it may be seems like there's no gas in the car. It seems like even that car payment is not going to be made. And it seems like the children, you don't have the money in order to take care of their need for their school, for their college, or whatever it may be. But you have to have that confidence in God. Remember what I said before. I said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but because Jesus said it, you can believe it. And that is what happened here in Luke, the 5th chapter. We see that when Jesus spoke to Peter, to Simon Peter, he was able to launch out in the deep. And he was able to believe God and his word. And when he did, they got so many fish. that the net began to break. It was so many fish that they had to call for their partners in the other ship. They had to call for them to come and help them. Because you know what happened? It was Jesus was building their faith. Don't your faith need to go to the next level? Don't you need to know that the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? Don't you need a miracle to be manifest in your life? Don't you need to see the supernatural power of the Most High God? This was truly a miracle from on high. It was an extraordinary occurrence. It didn't occur every day. And it really surpassed every human power, all the human power that we as ourselves could be able to do this. But when we trust in God, God would do this for us, and He would use you and I to perform miracles in His name. Remember, we're not just going to just kind of sidestep what we're talking about today because of the fact that it is a recorded miracle what God did, how the net began to break, and they had to call for help. They had to call for help because of the multitude of the fishes. And they came, and they had to fill both of the ships. They didn't even say boat. It was ship. A ship is much bigger and larger than a boat. So that they began to sink. It was so, could you imagine the boat was about to sink? Could you imagine they thought they were doing all that they could during that night? And they knew that probably they were in the right spot. You know, fishermen, wherever you are today, you know how when you go out fishing and you have your net and you have your pole or whatever it is that you have in order to get the fish, all kind of fish, but when you go out, you don't get nothing. But when God, at God's word, when He told Peter to launch out into the deep, go out and sometimes you got to move a little further than where you are. Sometimes we are so complacent. Sometimes we stay in the same place, and we're not going out in the deep. God wants us to go out into the deep, to go a little further, to trust Him. Sometimes you got to trust God all the time. You got to trust God and have the faith and the confidence to know that He is able to do this, no matter what situation that you may be in. And when the ship began to sink, there were so many fish. He fell down at his knees, and he began to say, "Depart, for I am a sinful man." He knew that he was in the presence, my God, of the Most High God. He was in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was in the presence of one that was able to move and cause miracles to happen in the lives of the people. He was in the presence of the man that was able to cause miracles to happen. He thought that he knew Jesus. He knew Jesus. But sometimes you don't really know Jesus. You don't really know what He is able to do on your behalf. You don't know what He's able to do in your life or in the lives of others. But Jesus was, remember at the beginning how He taught the people, how He taught them, and then when the people was pressing against Him and pressing to get to Him, and then He asked Peter for the ship, and He began to teach for the ship. So after He had taught, sure Peter and the rest of them, they heard what he said. I don't know what message he taught or what message he preached to them or taught them. Because the word is that he was teaching them. He was instructing them. So, but yet, when there's sometimes when we have a man, the man or the woman of God preaching the word, that is time for us to listen so that we can hear our instruction, so we can get our assignment, so we can be our faith to go to that next level. So this is what he began to do. He began to obey God. Because remember he said, at thy word, I know who over the toiling, I know who the iron a master, but at thy word. And the same thing it should be with us, to know even in our lives that no matter what we don't see, because they didn't see, neither could they comprehend what God was about to do. But when Peter seen what happened with all the fish, the net was breaking because of all the fish that was being drawn from the sea, from the water, from that lake. And he was astonished. And all he could do is fall down upon his knees, saying, Lord, depart from me, God. Like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm a sinful man, oh Lord. When you see what God is, the word of God says that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the one that made and created. He created heaven. He created the earth. So therefore, we see the power of God. We see, and we know, and even as we read the word of God, how he created the Adam and Eve and all the things that were in the garden, all of those things. And then when we read in the word of God, how he made the blind to see. Remember in the word of God, how Jesus began to, when he came to this place and there was a blind man that was there and he was blind from his birth. And Jesus had compassion upon him. And he spat upon the clay. And he began to, and he spat upon it and he put that clay and anointed the man's eyes. And the man, he anointed his eyes. He didn't see right then. But he anointed his eyes, and he told him to go and to wash in the pool of Siloam. And when he obeyed, see, he said, go. See, that's what we need to do. We need to go. We need to go, and we need to obey God. We need to go, and we need to follow his instruction. It means to get up. It means to trust God and to have that confidence and have that faith in God. So therefore, when he got up, when he went to watch in the pool of Siloam, he was able to see. And many times I think about it, I said, you know, this man was never able to see his mother's face or his father's face because he was born blind. He never did see in his shape. He never did see the moon or the stars. He wasn't able to see. He heard voices. He may even see children playing, heard children playing in the street. But he never knew or could see the faces of these children, of the men and the women, of those that cast money or giving him money while he sat there. Because he really couldn't do anything because he was blind. But when Jesus comes by, when Jesus came by, he made a difference. And so I say today, when Jesus comes into your place, when Jesus comes wherever you may be, he came to cause the people of faith to go to that next level. He came that the blind man was able to see. And then, do you remember how the disciples thought, you know, who sinned, Lord? Well, they want to know, was it somebody in his family, his parents, or was it him that sinned because he was blind? No, it was done. Jesus let him know. It was done that, in other words, that Jesus Christ, that Jesus can be glorified, that we'll bring glory to God. Anything that God does, anything that you do, that God uses you to do, it should be for the glory of God. And, you know, because when I remember in Galatians 2:20, I like what Paul said. I always like the things that he says, because he says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it's a Christ that lives within me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So I thank God for his relationship. I thank God for him knowing that it was not him, and we should know that whatever we do is not us, but it is the Christ that lives within. So I thank God that this miracle of the fish was being, that was manifested to those men that was in the ship. That miracle of the fishes, it is being preached and it's been read to us, that we can be able to know that God, he is a miracle-working God. That God is the same God. See, the Word of God says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it let us know that God, he is able to do exceedingly things in our lives. So we see the faith of these men. Not only Simon Peter, but we see the faith of Zebedee and John and the faith of those that was with him, that they can see the work of God, how God manifests himself to the people. And I am so at awe. And we ought to be at awe, and we ought to be thankful. We ought to never get so common of things that of God's goodness and his blessings in our life. We should never get so, you know how it is sometimes. You've been there when you've gone to church and you've seen the woman of God or the man of God, how they God used them to maybe grow out a leg or maybe heal a person of infirmity in their body. And God used them to do that, and they do it consistently at different things at different times. And God would use them to do things, and then we began to take these things for granted. You know, even you may be one of those people or those persons that the man of God prayed for you, and you were so happy that the Lord healed your body. But then time went on, and you forgot about the goodness and the mercy of God. You know, see, you forgot what God did in your life. So what I'm saying to you, don't let God become common in your life. Don't let God's word become common in your life. You have to believe that God is able to do this. And it's just like if we stand on the word of God. Faith come by hearing the word of God says, and hearing by the word of God. And these men, they was able to be successful in getting fish. And then I love what the Lord let Peter know. He says, after this, he said, fear not. He said, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. Thou shalt catch men. So you see how I allowed you to see the miracle of a fish, but you are going to be able to catch men from now on. And you're going to be able to win souls. You're going to be able to bring them in, like I showed you how to bring in this to catch fish at my word. At my word, you're going to be able to do the same thing. So what I'm saying to you today, that we need a greater trust in God. We need to rely on him. Then let us know, and you should know that God is a God of integrity. He has the unshakable a character. We can expect only the supernatural, and we can expect only that when God comes into our lives, we should expect for God to do above all that we ask or think. It's time for us to have faith in God. We gave you the definition of faith. We let you know that you should have confidence in Him, and have confidence in God, which means to trust Him. I mean that full trust, to believe in His power, to believe on Him. He is able to do all of this. So now today, we have come before you today and on the hour of power, and we talked about the miracles of fish, and we are getting ready to go before the Most High God. There are some of you that are going through things in your life, and you've been just like a fisherman, and you've been toiling, and it may not have been a night. It may have been a 2 or 3 days. It may have been a week. It may have been a month. I'll go as far as say it could have been a year. But you know what? I believe that God is God, and He's God all by Himself. And sometimes we don't know why when we ask, you know, when we make our petition known before God, that's what He wants us to do. But we have to have faith to believe Him and confidence to believe His word. And so, therefore, no matter what we don't see, we cannot give up. We cannot be discouraged. The enemy will try to make you become discouraged. The enemy wants you to give up and give up on life. They give up because you don't have the money that you need, or you don't have the maybe it was a baby that you was, it seems like you're barren, and you are not able to bring forth, or you're not able to have the children that you would like to have. And maybe you've gotten up in age, and yet you're saying, oh, my goodness, I'm at a certain age, and it seems as though I'm never going to have a child. I don't know what the situation is in your life. I don't know, is it on your job where you have been hassled by your employer? I don't know what it is, but God does know what it is. And I want you to know today, no matter how long it has been, don't give up on God, because He will move in your behalf. Remember, the battle, the things that you go through, it's not yours. But the battle belongs to God. All He wants you to do is to be able to throw out that net, to launch out into the deep, and get ready for that draw. Get ready, because the Master said it. I'm getting ready to pray at this time. And if you are one that are going through, have been going through in your life, and it seems like things are not coming together, seems like you've been toiling, and nothing is happening, I want you to launch out into the deep. I want you to believe the Lord. I want you to get in your word even more. I want you, the Bible says some things come by fasting and praying. So you need to fast some more. You need to pray that your confidence, that your faith will go to that next level, that you will believe God for what you asked Him. Sometimes we just ask, and we not believe in God. And sometimes as we were, when we first became believers, you know, seeing things like everything that we asked, God began to move on our behalf. But then you began to get, you in the faith, and God began to mature you and to make you stronger, let you know everything that you want, you need to be able to have the confidence in Him and to be able to believe Him for some things, to stand on His word for some things. And so That is what we find ourselves this morning, and we want to pray for you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. God, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you, God, for all that you have done and all, God, you're going to do according to your word. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the miracles of the fishes. We thank you, God, for how you perform a supernatural happening. Let your supernatural power was manifested here in Luke, the 5th chapter. But, Lord, we just know, and, God, we have seen the work of thee. Lord, we have seen you do great. God, we've seen you do mighty things. And, God, we're just so grateful that, Lord, even though we read what you did, Lord, it was out of the extraordinary. But, Father, we thank you, God, for the miracle-working power of being demonstrated, God, throughout the world, God, even in our lives. Lord, so we thank you for that. So, Lord, we ask you even today that those that are out there in our radio audience, but Lord, let them reach forth. God, let them hear you, God, even as you speak to them. And, Lord, let them obey you, Lord God, even when they're fishing, even when, Father God, they have things in their lives. Lord God, when they don't see them, when they want to see them, oh, Father, I pray even now that you will touch them. And, God, that they will have that confidence in you to believe your word. Father God, do it even right now. God, all of those under the sound of my voice, Lord, move on their behalf. Realizing, God, they realize even now that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you. So, Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, move on their behalf. And, Father, we thank you for that even now. Now, those, Lord God, we have those, Lord God, as you know, that are listening, that have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior. They don't know, Father God, the power of the Almighty. God, they don't know, Father God, what you're able to do in their lives. So even after this word has been preached and teached and taught this morning, we ask the Lord God, the Lord to call them, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, you said, Father God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raised from the dead. The word of God says that we shall be saved. And Father, I believe even now that even souls that are listening, the ears that have been listening to this word this morning, God, that there are many out there that want to give their lives to you. And Father God, even now, I'm going to ask them, Lord God, to just repeat after me. And Lord, even as they repeat after me, God, I know, God, that you, Father God, will come into their heart. Why don't you just repeat after me? Father, forgive me for my sins that come into my heart. Save me. Lord, I want to live this life so that I can live again. And Lord, I promise you that, Lord, that I will live for you the rest of my life. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping me day by day in the name of Jesus. Even as I want you to know, everyone that prayed that prayer, it's just a simple prayer. But all of you that have prayed that prayer, it's a real prayer. It's a genuine prayer. That God will cast all of your sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. I want you to know that the angel of heaven is rejoicing even now that you have given your life unto him. And that you are saved and that you are born again. Why don't you just read your Bible, get in the New Testament, start reading in the New Testament of God's word, because God wants to introduce himself to you to let you know who he is and what he can do for you in your life and how you can represent him, how you can be that ambassador for him as well. Well, this has been the Preacher of the Hour on Our Power, Dr. Mary McCoy. And we would like to invite you on next Wednesday at 9 o'clock and on Friday at 9 a.m. to join us on the Hour of Power. I wish to thank our radio audience for all of the listeners. We get more and more listeners each time. And I thank God for you. But tell somebody else that the Hour of Power is on the air at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays and Fridays. And on tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Breakthrough Broadcast will be on the air. is the talent of men and women that is coming before a nation of people, coming for a people that, and there are, God is using them in order to write and divide the word of truth and to discuss God's word. You will be excited that, and you will enjoy this broadcast. So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, please join us for the breakthrough broadcast. And then on Monday, I know there's a lot happening, but you know what? God is good, and he is certainly worthy to be praised. On Monday at 5 p.m., there will be a new broadcast, which is called Crossroads. And it will be a group of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage, family issues, anger, rage, and abuse and neglect. On this coming Monday, we're going to be talking about premarital things that happen before you get married, questions that you might want us to answer. And so please join us on Monday at 5 and on tomorrow at 4 o'clock on this same station. God bless you, and we're looking forward to for you to be